Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice to have you along for a Monday club. You know, we only have three clubs this week. Usually we have five clubs.
I think we only have three shows this week. It's not just the club.
Well, whatever. However you want to view it. We only have three clubs this week.
Three chances to get this done.
So we better not screw it up, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can screw it up. It's all right. It's the holidays. This is the time of year where nothing gets done. Nothing's productive.
Yep.
Like, whatever. I mean, collectively as a country, we all get together and are like, meh.
We have built-in excuses.
Yeah, hopefully you don't have, like, a surgery, because I'm always afraid that, like, if you're having, like, a prostate surgery, you don't want your surgeon.
The third-string surgeon is
in. Yeah, you don't want that surgeon on holiday time. You're like, yeah.
Don't they just push your surgery off? I hope so. Yeah, they do.
Well, again, what do they say? The guy that finished last in his class in surgical residency, he's still a surgeon.
Yeah, you don't want this C-plus student, but you will get him at some point, or her.
Yeah, but
you won't know it.
Exactly. You never know. Think about every doctor, every surgeon, every specialist you've ever gone to. Like, you go to a cardiologist, you're like, oh, he's a specialist. Yeah, he could be a nitwit. You don't know. Could be an absolute boob.
You're going in blind.
Yeah, you got Dr. Nick Riviera over there. I have no idea. And it's not like I have the knowledge to determine what is or isn't a good cardiologist. I don't really like the way he's working that stethoscope right there, I'll tell you what.
You know what we do?
He was putting his ear against my bare chest, and it felt a little weird.
We judge him more on their kind of bedside manner than anything.
Yeah.
And, like, if they're cool to you.
Yeah.
That's really what we... Oh, yeah, my doctor's great. Why? Because he talks about the Ducks football team with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
He probably sucks. Yeah, but, dude, gives me tickets to the game every once in a while. Great doctor.
I actually did. God, I'm 36 now, so this was 10 plus years ago. I went to a PCP that was my age or near my age, maybe 4 or 5 years older than me. That made me a little nervous, and then he asked me what I did during my first appointment. Oh, I work in sports radio.
Yeah, Timbers!
That is literally, we talked about Timbers, Blazers. We talked about that for 20 minutes, and I think my...
Best doctor ever.
Yeah, my medical history got like maybe a minute or two of time.
Hey,
like,
bro, after I check out your balls, you want to go get a beer, bro?
Basically,
yeah!
Let me see them balls, bro. Buy you a beer.
Hey, balls look good. I'll buy you a Miller Lite.
I had a lady reset my broken nose. And while she was getting ready to crack my nose, she was like, oh, you got a little cauliflower ear going on. She's like, you want me to drain that? And I was like, oh, it's no. She goes, ah, it's kind of cool. And the fact that she was all about it and thought it was cool, then I instantly assumed that she was like a great doctor based on that, because she thought it was cool that like I had gross ear crap going on. And it was like a throw in. She's like, ah, don't worry about it. I was like, just throw it in. I'm like, it's like a 2-for-1. You pay for the broken nose, you get an ear drain, and all of a sudden, wouldn't that actually be a negative thing that you're throwing in bonus services?
I think that the way I would have interpreted that is, oh no, she doesn't see cool stuff very often.
Yeah, right?
She's finally seen something cool and she can't help herself.
And yet in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is great. This lady must be awesome. Yeah, the way we judge. You know, do you judge your pilot based on how cool his voice is? You don't know.
You know, we're judging pilots based on how they, see, with doctors, it's how they treat you.
Yeah.
With pilot, like if they give you, if the doctor gives you a reasonable time of day and is like cool and, you know,
yeah,
like actually listens to you,
yeah,
you're winning over other doctors.
I would think.
A lot of them are just a-holes that don't listen to you anyway and want to run
and
get you out of there. Pilots, it's about what they look like. Like, yeah, you got to be put together.
You want the guy to, like,
I mean, look
you
at
want
Sully
the, you want the cut of his jib.
You think Sully Sullenberger wasn't, look at him. You think he wasn't landing that plane on the Hudson?
Yeah.
Look at him.
He had that look. Captain Race O'Bannon.
That's what we need out of my captain.
It is true, but do you feel that way?
Because we don't really talk to them.
This is going to sound really bad. And I don't want it to, but it's going. Like, if you rolled into your doctor, and your doctor was a big fat guy or a big fat gal, go either way, would that?
Yeah, I've had.
Would that be a little like, you're a doctor?
I have had an overweight doctor.
Yeah.
And the thought has crossed my mind. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm like, and that doesn't mean that you're not a good doctor. You can't dispense good advice. It's just a little
like. I liked
him.
He was good.
Yeah.
But he was overweight.
It's a reasonable question.
Yeah, it is. And he often told me about his bicycling habits. And I'm like,
how often do you really?
Do you?
I feel that way about, like, personal trainers, too. Like, I don't have a personal trainer, but I see him at the gym. And when I see the personal trainer that's, like, in terrible shape, I'm always like, how are you the...
Wait, yeah. They have a client?
Oh,
I've never really seen a personal trainer that is in terrible shape. Usually they're in shape. I mean, I'm not around gyms, but...
I've seen some.
When I have been, they're usually all ripped up.
It's a bit odd.
I'm shocked that the gym hired the out-of-shape trainer in the first place.
Oh, like, yeah, dude, they're out there.
Well, maybe they're really good.
This guy's saying he wants the gray-haired pilot. I'm with you, too. There's certain things I want the wisdom and the experience.
The gray-haired pilot?
Yeah, you want the gray-haired pilot because you want the...
The baby-faced pilot, no good.
Although the baby-faced pilot, baby-faced pilot, that guy may be on the cutting edge because he's like...
Well...
He's like... It's like the same thing
Nope.
You want the wily vet?
I've got a hot take on this. For pilots, I feel like it's all about experience. Okay?
Yeah.
The education hasn't changed that much. They're still flying the same old-ass planes.
Are they, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they are. There are literally two.
Aviation experts.
There are two types.
If you learned how to fly in 1980 and learned how to fly in 2025, you're flying the same crap.
The biggest
challenge. So there's no... hold on. Let me finish.
Sorry, go ahead.
When it comes to pilots, I just want experience. I agree with the guy. Gray hair, like that guy's flown some hours.
Yeah.
When it comes to doctors, you could make the case that you want the younger, more fresh out of college.
Cutting edge medicine.
Because he or she is probably up on the latest stuff.
Yeah.
It is ever evolving and changing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they think a little bit differently than the old doctor who is just maybe stuck in his ways and... You know, on autopilot, and hasn't been to a seminar in 15 years.
Yeah,
you know, I think if I saw a young doctor, I think I would be excited. I'd be like, dude, great.
Yeah,
this might be different. Let's see what this person has to offer.
That's something cool.
Well, you know, like,
you know, just like I said, up on the latest stuff. Some of these old doctors are just sitting on piles of money.
Maybe you want that nice middle ground doctor. You want that doctor like,
you know,
45 to like 52, like that sweet spot in there.
Yeah, he's still kind of willing to hear new ideas, but also sort of set in his ways.
Not certain that I want like Matlock. I don't want to like walk in there and see Joe Biden like working the white lab coat. Makes me a bit nervous. And by the way, all of these things are ridiculous because we're judging them based on absolutely nothing other than exactly. You're like, you know what? I feel good about this one. I like the, yeah. I like the cut of this guy's jib. Yeah,
yeah. He looks good. Okay to pilot my plane.
All the aeronautical knowledge that I've accrued along with Jordan Schultz in there. I feel good about this. I feel good about it. I watched When Planes Crash on the Learning Channel once, so I'm dialed in. I got a Time Life series of books.
Damn right. Hey, damn. How else do you educate yourself other than like going to school? You just watch stuff, right? The quick thing about pilots is that usually you stick to one class. Like there's Boeing and there's Airbus, right? You don't learn how to fly Boeing and Airbus at the same time. You stick to Boeing or you stick to Airbus. So they don't really switch very often, but they can.
Well, listen, I just want hours. I want experience. I want a guy who's been in the cockpit. He's been in the battles.
Yeah.
Okay. Doctor, don't need that as much. But I don't know. Maybe some experience is good.
It just always cracks me up that anything from mechanic to doctor, tattoo artist to the guy making your sandwich. We make it. We size someone up now, in about 8 seconds, and immediately you're like, "Yep, this one's gonna be good." Or, "Oh, I don't like the look of this."
Mechanic, that's another one. I want the experience guy.
You want the experience guy?
I want the guy who has had to bridge the gap between the old cars and the modern car. If he is still working in the modern car age, I'm all about that guy.
I want a neck tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe some prison time.
Yeah. Yeah. I want a guy that's seen some life. I want a guy that like fixes hot rods and may or may not have shanked someone. I want that guy under the hood of the car.
But there's always a main guy, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like there's and then there's other guys.
Yeah.
But you want the main guy to have the neck tattoo. Yeah. Not the other, because the other guys may have just gotten there on Tuesday. Fresh out of jail.
I need the main I want
the main guy, if he looks a little rough, it's like, okay, well, you obviously had a rough go, but you've made something of yourself here in this
exactly.
shop. This is your shop.
He takes pride in it.
That's right, and he's been there for years. It's like, wow, you're probably pretty good.
Yeah. I don't want my mechanic to look I don't want my auto mechanic to look like he's this is gonna sound terrible again. I don't want a Mormon auto mechanic. I don't want that guy being a bishop on the weekend and then getting under the hood of the of like your Dodge Ram.
There's no such thing.
There has to be a Mormon mechanic.
No.
Mormon dentist, yes. Mormon mechanic?
No.
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone. Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.